So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So welcome to the podcast show. Thank you so much for watching if you're watching live. Thank you for downloading all the podcasts, our podcast episodes, continually increasing the number of downloads. So thank you very much for everybody who listens to that. You know, it's just amazing. We've done more podcast shows than ever. We've got more listeners than ever. We've got more downloads than ever. It's just mind-blowing, quite frankly. So thank you very much. But anyway, in today's session, I want to talk about the four steps to convert leads from social media. And this really came from a conversation I was having on a strategy session yesterday. So if you want to book a strategy session, book it in with me. We'll take a look at your website. If you've got one, we'll look at what you want to do, and then we'll work out how you're going to move forward and how we can help you, ideally. And if we can't help you, we'll tell you that as well. Anyway, so this really came from a conversation I had yesterday. And it's so simple, you know, when we're stood on top of a mountain looking down and we can see everything below us and everything that's going on through all the experience, compared with somebody else who's at the bottom of the mountain looking up, they're looking to where they want to get to and they don't know how they're going to get there. They just know they have to start climbing. Whereas we've already done that journey. And as we look down on people at the bottom of a mountain wanting to come up, we can tell them the route. And the route is these four steps. And so that's really how we break it down. And so I just wanted to share this that we were talking about yesterday on a strategy session, because for me, it's really simple. There's only four steps, really, in pretty much most businesses that you need to do. All right, some businesses might be slightly different. You might have an e-commerce website. So, for example, our property sourcing training course, which is £27, we actually don't get people onto a phone call for that. It's a £27 product. We want them to buy it online. So it kind of still relevant. We put content out, we put paid ads out, we send them to a landing page, we have a call to action and a web form. And the final part of that puzzle for online courses is, instead of getting on a phone call, we send them to a buy now box and we put the credit card details in. So that's the only real difference. And that might be the same in your business as well. So that last bit where you've got a phone call, that might be a phone call, it might be placing an order. It can be whatever the closing mechanism should be. And I should probably change that from phone call to close, as in close business. And if you're not from a corporate background, which is what I was from, we use that terminology. To close business means to sell, you know, close the deal to sell. Anyway, let's talk about four steps to convert leads from social media. Obviously, step number one, you got to get some content out there. Like, you're on social media. It's social and it's media. The trick is in the name, you know, the secret is in the name of social media. And you've got to be more social. Now, obviously, when we go live like this is us being very social. This is the most social you'll find me all day, in fact. I tend not to see many people during my day. We live in Spain, you know, there's not many people around. And I do miss that, actually. And so because I don't get to see that many people, and I definitely do miss it, we have to put out more content because we're not seeing people on our regular day-to-day. And actually, that can be a negative, but actually it can be quite positive as well for us, because now it forces us to create content. And it forces us to put paid ads out there. We are currently running Google pay-per-click. We're currently running Facebook retargeting adverts on that Google content. We're also putting out a whole ton of content, images, videos, and live content like this. And so what happens is that you're pushing out live content and you're building your credibility. You're getting more people to see you than ever before. We're at this unique point in history. So I'll tell you something I've done recently. I watched the season two entree of Picard, the latest Star Trek series. And Q, I'm sure I'm not giving this away, but Q turns up. And it's so cool. We've not seen Q for 30 years. And I sent John Delancey a tweet saying, thank you for bringing his character to life and thank you for coming back and spending the time to do it. And obviously he gets paid handsomely to do it. It's a job, right? But, you know, like when people die and you're like, oh my gosh, oh, I wish I'd have told them how much I love them and how much I appreciate them and all that kind of thing. And it's like, why do we not do that now when we're alive? We've got Twitter. We can access anyone. You can send Putin a message calling him an idiot, if that's what you want to do. It might start World War III, but you can do that. If that's what you want to do, you can do all sorts of things. You can contact anybody. We live in this world where you can put a message out and millions of people have the potential to watch your message. Certainly, thousands of people do. More than likely, hundreds of people will see your message. And so the idea here is that you're supposed to put out as much messaging as you actually can. And by the way, just going back to the Twitter thing, I would suggest you make a list of all the people that have had some kind of effect on your world. Like yesterday was International Women's Day, and one of the most powerful women that I can think of, I think of sci-fi because that's who I am. So you got Samantha Carter from Stargate, you've got Seven of Nine, Captain Janeway, you've got all these powerful women leading from the front who can go and kick ass. I've got Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica. It's a sci-fi thing, what can I say? But it's International Women's Day, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to message them. Because you can do that. You can message people and send them a really nice message. How amazing is that in 2022? With all this awful stuff that goes on in social media, all these trolls and all this hatred and all of that kind of thing. So, but your job right now should be to put content out. And the more content you put out, the more people are going to watch eventually. It takes some time. And the more you have a following. And although you might not get people watching you live, it's not the live stuff that's important. It's what happens after the live. We go live today and this podcast will go out in, say, a week's time. And we get, you know, 50 times more people downloading the podcast than we ever do. More than we ever do people actually watching the video. Most people don't watch a video. They download the podcast. And so you've got to be putting content out on a constant and regular basis. And we know this and we talk about this all day long. And yet I see people really not putting out content. And it's like you're really ruining your business. Like you're ruining the potential. If you're a mortgage broker, run a weekly mortgage update. It's so simple to do. Just get your top five, you know, let's say your top two buy-to-let products, your top two remortgaging products. You can talk about the energy crisis. So many different things you can talk about. And yet people don't do it. And yet it's so easy to do. You know, we've all got mobile devices. We've got cameras everywhere. Everything has a camera on it. And so you have to be using these devices because that's what they're there for. They're not just looking at Instagram and Snapchat of kittens and that kind of thing. They're there to be a two-way medium. And yet most people have it coming in and you should be pushing it back out. I reckon I'm about 50-50 with content I put out versus content I consume. It used to be 10% putting out, 90% content. At some point, maybe it'll be 90% content going out and 10% content coming in. And obviously, the more content you do, the more that will actually balance up. Okay, so the whole point of running content and paid ads, however, is not just for vanity metrics or for the ego, but that's quite nice as well. Seeing people, when you go to a networking event, they go, oh, it's you, I recognise you. I've watched your podcast show, I've listened to your podcast show, I've seen you on Facebook, can't get away from you everywhere. I went on your website once, and now you follow me around everywhere on Facebook. Like, that's what you want to do. But the whole point of that is then to drive that traffic to a landing page. And notice I say a landing page, not a website. Like, it is a landing page that's hanging off your website, but you're not just sending them to the homepage. You're sending people to a very specific page. So if we do something about website design, for example, we're not going to send them to the homepage. We're going to send them to the website design page. If we talk about SEO, guess where we're sending them? The SEO page, the content page, the Facebook ads page, and anything that we want to send them to, anything that we're talking about, we're going to send them to a specific page. Are people still going to end up on the homepage? Of course, we can't control that. But we want to be sending people to a very specific landing page, and that it's specific for a specific reason. It's specific because the landing page should be doing something. What's the one thing that you want your person to do next? What do you want the visitor to then do? Which then leads us nicely onto the next bit, which is the web form or the call to action. And so the next bit, so you sent them from, you sent them from content down to a landing page, down to a call to action of some form. Now, my call to action normally is a web form. Sometimes on, for example, the property sourcing training that we do, and we've got another training course called Rapid Course Creation. And that shows you how to make an online training course and sell it within 2 weeks or less. And it's £27. So we might send someone to that page. The call to action is for them to fill in what we call a two-step order form. So the step one is where they put the name and email address. And step two is where they actually put in the credit card details and buy the product. That's our call to action. And we get them to do the next easy step. For us, it's a web form normally.
because that's always the start of our process. On our website, for example, we've not got a phone number. We just don't use phone numbers. We don't like phone numbers. I don't like people phoning me up off the blue, out of the blue. You know, if you've got my phone number and you phone me, you know, unless you've been invited to my wedding, I don't want you phoning me. Like, we don't do phone calls. That's not how we operate in my business. And I know lots of people do, just not how we do it. We live in Spain. If you want to speak to me, you have to schedule a strategy session. It stops sales calls and that kind of thing. But also, it stops people from just coming in and putting in a strategy session that's just a load of rubbish. You know, wasting my time on for 30 minutes, which is really valuable. And we've only got 24 hours in a day and someone's taking up 30 minutes. It's too valuable an amount of time to give up. So we want to qualify people before we get them on the call. That's why we do a web form. Now, the only reason we then do a web form is for my business, mostly, they're filling in a strategy form, which tells me a little bit about the business. And I get people from America filling in the form, and it's like, thanks for filling it in, but we're not a good match for you. Like, we're English. We help clients in the UK. We can't help clients in America because the whole marketing is different. The whole language is different. We don't understand the environment properly. It's a completely different kettle of fish. Even though we speak English and that, you know, we watch American TV, it's still not the same. It's just a different country, you know, equaled by the fact that we both speak a kind of English that's kind of similar, y'all. So we don't want that. So we would decline that strategy session. But for those strategy sessions that get through, and most of them do, by the way, because we're interested, we want to know what's going on for that person. How can we help them? So for most of us that do, we get them on a phone call. And the phone call is where we actually convert. But we don't convert until we've gone through those four steps. The content and the paid ads is almost like pre-sales. So we put out a lot of content because we're always pre-selling what we actually do. Because by the time they then, by the time they then get onto a phone call, they're actually ready to buy. They know all the information that they need to know. They just need to narrow down a few extra bits. So it's not a discovery call. It's a strategy session with an offer of this is how we can help you. This is the price. What do you want to do? And usually we go away and think about it and then we follow up. And obviously the closing is in the following up. There's probably a fifth step that we could add on there, which is on the follow up. But you should be following up anyway, right? So for us, it's about getting people onto the phone call. And then usually they already know what they want to do. They just need to dig into the detail to understand it better, to actually confirm that what they think the price is going to be for what they need is actually what the price is. And usually it is, because we explain it very well, both on our website and both in our pre-sales, which is the content and the paid ads that we get going out there. And that, my friends, is the four steps to convert leads from social media. Every time I say that, I have to look at what the heck I'm supposed to be talking about, because I always forget. But look, I hope that's useful for you. I hope you can get something out of that you can implement. If you're a little bit stuck, book yourself a strategy call. Come and have a chat. We'll allocate half an hour for you. No problem at all. We're interested. We're intrigued. Knowing what people are doing, understanding challenges, it makes us better marketers as well. Usually we can take a look at someone's website and go, oh, what's this? Why have you done that? Change this, do that, do this, do this. We can do it for you, or create a new website, or you can do it yourself. We're not fussed. Who does it? But these are the steps that you need to make changes to so that you're now starting to convert better. And we're happy to do that. So if that's you, jump on a call and we can help you. Anyway, look, rammed today. We've got a couple more strategy sessions today. Loads of website design stuff to do. We are recruiting again for another website designer. We're so busy. So that will do us for today. Hope you guys have yourselves a wicked day and we'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.